I have filed an emergency motion. Why? Because you know what? Nobody has filed an emergency motion protecting each and every one of our God-given rights. This is not about President Trump, folks. This is about the establishment using the full force of every single government, using the media. They're going to do everything they possibly can to attack us. Jim Jordan is absolutely wrong. They're not attacking anybody who's anti-establishment. They're attacking we, the people, who are anti-establishment. And when we vote, our consent to the governed, you know what the, and you know what the purpose of government is? There's only one. It's to protect our God-given rights. We vote for people who we think are going to protect our God-given rights. Right now, I only know of one person. I only trust one person, but that's me. But the bottom line is what they're attempting to do is to take away my right to vote. So I filed this motion, and not because I want to threaten the judge or anything like that. I want him to do the right thing. I said, put a stay on the proceedings. Stop these proceedings till after the 2024 election. Because I'm already going to tell you I'm going to cast my vote in 2024. I have to wait until then. But here you are wanting to take away my vote well in advance. But if you can't wait, the alternative is, then let's hold an election right now, tomorrow.
Pete Santilli joins us. The story is live right now at PeterSantilli.com. Emergency motion filed with Judge Juan Marchand to stop prosecution of President Donald J. Trump. Pete, you have filed this today. Tell us what this is all about.
You know, I just caught the tail end as I was coming into the studio. I caught the tail end of what you were saying about, you know, why all this hullabaloo about, you know, President Trump. I absolutely agree with you. Not that I don't respect or not that I'm not going to vote for President Trump, but guess what? I've put the center of focus on myself. I've put the center of focus on we, the voters. And this is not about President Trump, because I'm here to tell you, nowhere in the U.S. Constitution does it say that a presidential candidate has constitutional rights. Now, here's the issue. I'm already full-blown Trumpian. That's up to me. Shoot, if people want to vote for Barney the Purple Dinosaur and, you know, Jim Jordan, the feckless, non-producing Fox News clip maker, says, oh, they will go after anybody that's anti-establishment. No, they're going after us, folks. They want to remove my vote. Now, I'm gonna mention my name, but anyone can subscribe to this. In 2024, I'm going to cast a vote for President Donald J. Trump. Why? Because it states very clearly in the Constitution that I have a right to do so. They keep saying that there's nothing in the Constitution that says we don't have voter rights. But guess what? The Declaration of Independence opens up very, very clearly that we hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights. Those are God-given rights. That to secure our God-given rights, governments are instituted among men. That's us. That's us casting our votes, deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed. Is that boring constitutional stuff? No, it isn't. In our Declaration of Independence, it even clearly states it's self-evident, doesn't require any further discussion. So I have filed an emergency motion. Why? Because you know what? Nobody has filed an emergency motion protecting each and every one of our God-given rights. This is not about President Trump, folks. This is about the establishment using the full force of every single government, using the media. They're going to do everything they possibly can to attack us. Jim Jordan is absolutely wrong. They're not attacking anybody who's anti-establishment. They're attacking we, the people, who are anti-establishment. And when we vote, our consent to the governed, you know what the, and you know what the purpose of government is? There's only one. It's to protect our God-given rights. We vote for people who we think are going to protect our God-given rights. Right now, I only know of one person. I only trust one person, but that's me. But the bottom line is what they're attempting to do is to take away my right to vote. So I filed this motion, and not because I want to threaten the judge or anything like that. I want him to do the right thing. I said, put a stay on the proceedings. Stop these proceedings till after the 2024 election, because I'm already going to tell you I'm going to cast my vote in 2024. I have to wait until then. But here you are wanting to take away my vote well in advance. But if you can't wait, the alternative is, then let's hold an election right now, tomorrow. Let's hold the election. Let's have everybody cast their ballots. Let's have that vote. But you know what? President Trump right now, let's set his name aside. They're going after a presidential candidate. There's a lot of people who are going to vote for that presidential candidate. So they're not attacking somebody. And by the way, I also said in the motion, there is no circumstance whatsoever, nothing that could change whether or not I vote. If they say President Trump is guilty of 47 felonies, you know, administrative, whatever it is that they're bringing upon him, it doesn't matter. If he's in jail, I'm going to vote for him. I'm going to ask him to sign the first executive order. And here it is. There's a penalty for doing this, folks. And I'm taking a stand myself, and I'm hoping to inspire other people, because, you know, relying upon the mob, unfortunately, got us to this point, because, you know, we didn't stand for our 2020 election. And January 6th, also, if we stand up and exercise our freedoms of speech, what happens to us? We get crushed for doing so and accused of being insurrectionist. Here's the penalty for those that want to deprive us of our constitutional rights. And this is very serious. I'm not messing around. I'm already talking to an attorney who's very successful, taking cases all the way to the Supreme Court. And we will be successful, because there's a little known U.S. code, USC code 242, essentially deprivation of rights. And depending on the severity of them, you know, depriving our rights up to and including if they kill us, you know, like Ashley Babbitt, for instance, the penalty for violating somebody's constitutional rights, depriving them, is up to and including the death sentence. Not saying that, you know, this would be appropriate if they took away my rights to give them the death sentence. I wish that were the case, but there is a penalty, and I plan to bring criminal charges. And it's a very serious thing. I do have standing. I can't represent everybody else. I do care about President Trump. I've already expressed that. That's my personal opinion. I don't want anyone else to care more about President Trump than our right to vote. And that's what I'm taking a stand on. I swore an oath as a United States Marine. I'm sick and tired of listening to all of the grifters, you know, wanting money for audits and paper ballots. And no, I mean, you know, I want paper ballots, of course, but there's a way to do that. I'm sick and tired of kicking the can down the road. And here we are again. They're taking away. They took away my 2020 vote. Now they're getting ready to take away my 2024 vote. And don't tell me if the judge responds, and he's required to respond by noon tomorrow. Otherwise, I'm going to file. And it's not non-threatening. It's a very, very respectful letter. Oh, and I don't know if you've had a chance to read it. It's very respectful. We are respectful of the rule of law, which is exactly what I'm doing. The supreme law of the land is the U.S. Constitution. Our Declaration of Independence sets forth that voters, basically, that's the mechanism to show the consent of the governed, okay? Our votership, and that the people in government are elected officials. Your power is derived by our votes. You can't go in and take away my vote. You know, Owen, have you ever heard them say that every single vote matters, every single vote counts? Don't you hear them say that over and over and over again?
Boy, I sure do.
Well, guess what? I'm taking a stand for mine. I'm not going to take a stand on behalf of everyone else. That's not, you know, that's not my role. My role is to stand up for myself. I hope everyone else joins me. But I'm going to tell you something right now. I'm not backing down. This is the hill that I'm going to fight on. And I don't say this to be overly dramatic. They're going to take away they took away my 2020 vote. They're going to take away my 2024. And then if they say, well, you can vote in 2024, you can vote for President Trump. Well, guess what they're going to start doing tomorrow? Attacking the candidate that I already told them that I was going to be voting for. And they're going to attack him between now and 2024. And then just say, well, if we convict him, You know, you can still vote for him. Well, guess what? Then tomorrow they're going to start convincing everybody else around me that they should not vote for President Trump because he's the common criminal. The media is going to pile on. The judges are going to pile on. The New York courts are going to pile on. Georgia's going to come. I say right now we take a stand. If you deprive me, I've basically through this motion set forth that I'm going to vote for him, and you're attempting to take that vote away, and I'm asking the judge to intervene to stop it and to either delay the proceedings till after 2024 or conduct an election today. Start today as of the ruling. If those people choose not to do that and they want to override my vote, I'm bringing criminal charges against them, and I'm not backing off of that.
That is Pete Santilli. We're against the break. Don't go anywhere. We're going to be following up.
If Alex Jones runs for president in the Republican Party, he has a chance of winning.
If you just tuned in, you may be noticing I'm wearing an Alex Jones for President 2024 shirt. I am not seriously planning to run for president. This is an idea the crew had. Have a triggering shirt, kind of next level. Alex Jones was right. There's Infowars.com on the back. Alex Jones for President 2024 on the front. It's a fundraiser shirt. It's made out of really nice fabric. It's high quality. And it is a exclusive shirt to Infowarsstore.com. And when the shirts are gone, they're gone. We're doing one run of Alex Jones for President 2024 shirts, and you will have a historic memento, be able to spread the word, meet a lot of like-minded people, and you will be able to keep us on the air.
No way. No way. That's a bridge too far. It can't be. And I said on national television that he was going to win.
At InfoWarsStore.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, I've got breaking news for you. Donald Trump promised Hillary Clinton would be locked up, and finally, she's being charged. She's flying. Oh, no, that's Donald Trump. Oh, okay, I got you. That is Donald Trump being arrested. That is Donald Trump flying. I'm sorry. I thought they were going after the real criminals. I thought it'd be Hillary Clinton, you know, in government for 50 years and all the crimes. No, it's Donald Trump they're going after. That's right. I'm sorry. Sorry, guys. Jeez, I thought the real criminals were going to jail. Instead, it's Donald Trump. Pete Santilli is with us. He's standing up trying to do something about this. We were breaking this down in the last segment. And I mean, there's two things, Pete, I want to respond to your last segment with. And that's one, you know, I've never really, those words self-evident, as you were highlighting in the last segment, never really hit as hard as they are right now. Things that are self-evident are almost, what is even self-evident anymore? I mean, men can be women, but we can't define a woman. Gender-affirming surgery is reversing a child's gender. I mean, we want to talk about self-evident. Nothing is self-evident anymore. So everything kind of stems from that. I mean, that just shows you how they've just completely twisted and deceived the minds and the hearts and the souls of man, where nothing is self-evident anymore to us, Pete.
You know, and that's why Joe Biden, it was a Freudian slip when he said, "And you know the thing." And that's where the social engineering program comes from, with these half-bakes and these transgenders and the just every variation thereof. It's self-evident. A man is a man, a woman is a woman. And stop socially engineering us. You know what else is self-evident? And back to this one issue. And I've already expressed exactly what my bias is towards President Trump. That's me. If anybody out there, and I mean this so genuinely, listen, I was a United States Marine. If you wanted to vote for Che Guevara, I believe you're going to be outnumbered. But this applies to you as well. If you want to vote for Bernie Sanders, it is self-evident that the consent of the governed, the people that go into government, get there by voting. It's self-evident. And for those that say your voting rights are not in the Constitution, it's because they stated it in the Declaration of Independence. It's self-evident. That we hold these truths, and the colonies backed it up. All 13 colonies said so. The laws thereof below were the laws that were to be delegated to the federal authorities. That constitution is mainly to keep the federal authorities with their delegated powers, what we give to them. But we vote for people. Now, listen, in communist Romania. Okay, this is really, really important, folks, because we all know that communism is upon this nation right now. It's a Marxist revolution. There's a takedown, the likes of which we've never seen. And I don't know of anybody that consents to how we're being governed right now. This is not only an opportunity to stand up for our voting rights and to do so peacefully, but to also do the same thing that communist Romania did. Did you know that communist Romania fell when millions of people, tens of millions of people gathered together in a candlelight vigil and stood in the gap between the dictator Ceausescu and their way of life and their religion and their everything that they believe in. And communism was pulverized. It fell. People actually died. They were prepared to die. I'm saying this right now, that candlelight vigil, I'm actually holding up this candle right now. I lit it. I said, I'm going to light the first candle here. I want everybody to join me peacefully and exercise our First Amendment rights. And I want to assert that I'm going to stand up for my First Amendment rights. I'm going to speak out. I'm going to redress grievance. I'm going to stand up for my voting rights. I will also hopefully inspire others to do that. Hopefully they stand with me. And you know what? We're not going to back down. We will consent to the people that are governing over us. We have voting rights. They're trying to take them away. So if you want to vote for Che Guevara, you know what? You should defend my right to stand up for my vote for President Trump, because they're trying to take it away. No matter how much you hate, and Owen, even when we can both argue and say, why all this focus on President Trump? I want all the focus to be on each and every individual voter. You know what? The Department of Justice actually cites 18 U.S.A. 242 that says when you deprive an individual's constitutional rights, there are the strongest penalties like you wouldn't believe. So through this filing that I'm doing right now, then I want the Department of Justice and the people that that govern over us and that run the courts to tell us whether or not that's even enforceable. I want to see it through this action here. Does the Constitution even matter? Do my voting rights even count? Does one vote and one person, one eligible voter, matter? I'm standing up for my vote. I'm standing up for my rights. And let's find out if it matters. Because if it doesn't, at least tell everybody so we don't have to waste our time between now and 2024.
Well, that's it. That's it exactly. It's this facade that the Democrats, they'll talk about God when it's convenient to them, or they'll talk about the Constitution when it's convenient to them. They don't actually live by that. I agree. Hey, liberals, Democrats, just be honest. You don't believe in America. You don't believe in freedom. You don't believe in the Bill of Rights and the Constitution. At least be honest. You know, I would appreciate a little honesty when it comes to that, because that's obviously the case. By the way, President Trump's plane taking off right now from Florida. It'll probably be landing in New York. I don't know what, about 2.5-3 hours. We'll be covering it right here at InfoWars. You know, the other one, Pete, that comes to mind when I'm listening to you talk is I feel like we're in the boiling water metaphor right now, if you will. The water just keeps getting turned up hotter and hotter and hotter and hotter and hotter until, you know, we're basically boiled to death. And this is going back years. This is going back to whether it's the pandemic and all the suffering caused by that, whether it's the 2020 election fraud, whether it's the political persecution that continues to Donald Trump and his supporters. I feel like this is the boiling water, Pete. We're in the boiling water, and you don't realize you're in the boiling water until it's too late, except maybe we've already reached that point. Maybe, I don't know. I mean, I'm not trying to be black-pilled today. I'm honestly not. It's just, I just can't believe everything I'm seeing. A trans person murders people at a Christian school. The trans community is told they're memorialized. They're the victims. I've got Saudi Arabia. I've got all these foreign countries ditching the U.S. dollar. India, Mexico, Brazil. I mean, Japan now. Even Japan. I mean, folks, this is our ally. Japan is one of our biggest allies. And even they're like, we're out. Like, I mean, we're in the boiling water right now, Pete. I mean, how do we get people to understand the seriousness of this?
Yeah, you know what you do? You watch two things. Go on YouTube and pull a Bud Light video, Real Men of Genius. And remember that song it was playing?
Oh, it's one of the best.
One of the best commercials ever. This morning we woke up, and it wasn't that long ago, they were playing that Bud Light commercial. Now we got, what the heck is her name? Freaking Half-Bake now holding up Bud Light. And they're actually putting its face on a Bud Light can.
Yeah.
Social engineering.
So those that don't know, it's Dylan Mulvaney, a man pretending to be a woman. You should be proud you didn't know that name. All right. That's a good thing.
I don't even want to know. I mean, that's how crazy things have gotten. But you know what, folks? Here's the bottom line. You ready? I'm sick and tired. I'm so furious right now that I trusted so many people since 2020. You know, President Trump surrounded himself, unfortunately, with a bunch of people that betrayed him as well at all of our expense. And guess what? They ended up kicking him out of office. We're back on our heels. Joe Biden stole the election. And now we're on the brink of World War 17. This guy's got thermonuclear war we're on the edge of. The banking system is about to collapse. And they're going to steal my vote from the person I believe that's going to go in there and clean it up the quickest. Are you kidding me? I'm sick and tired of everybody around me. So therefore, I'm taking a stand right now. This candle that I just held up is symbolic of the following. I'm going to stand up for my First Amendment rights. Nobody's going to tell me to not go protest because of January 6th. You know why? Because I'm peaceable. I will peaceably assemble. I will redress my grievance. And if anybody tries to interfere with that and call me an insurrectionist and try to and deprive me of my right, I'm going to bring criminal charges against them for taking away my rights. I'm not an insurrectionist. I'm going to stand up for my voting rights. And even if I get in the face of the government loudly, but peacefully, you're not going to call me an insurrectionist anymore. I'm a United States Marine. I swore an oath to defend these rights, but mainly I inherited these rights from those that have fought and died to protect what I'm standing up for now. And I want everyone to just at least support me. If you want to watch on, I'm prepared to die in this spirit. Why? Because they want to kill me to shut me up, and I'm not going to. Hopefully everyone else feels the same way about their own rights. But if you don't, look on, watch on, even if you have a morbid curiosity, you want to see me get shot, because they will shoot me, especially if you don't stand with me, but at least cheer me on. But I'm not backing down. I'm not backing down. That's Pete, it. I'm fed up.
Let's do five more minutes. I want to ask you about the issue of them gagging President Trump to try to keep him from campaigning and what you think may go down with that. And again, folks, everything Pete is saying here is true, and he's genuine. All right, last segment here with Pete Santilli. I'm inclined to stand up and salute my screen with Pete here. As Donald Trump's plane now in the air, you can see it taking off, heading to New York. There was massive crowds of people in support of Donald Trump outside of Mar-a-Lago, and there is already a mass of people waiting at Trump Tower for his arrival. Now, Pete Santilli with us for one more segment. Okay, Pete, what do you think goes on with this potential gag order? To me, I'm somewhat familiar with this going through my political persecution and knowing about others that I've covered. I mean, realistically, I feel like the only gag they could put on Donald Trump is to somehow say, if we release you from jail today or we don't hold you here today, that you can't talk about the case publicly outside of your, you know, attorney client privilege. You can't make public comments. So basically, he's not going to be able to go around the country campaigning, talking about this case, which is problematic in and of itself with the threats of incarceration. But they're making it sound like that they'll just try to keep him from campaigning altogether, which is unprecedented. Pete, what do you think's going on?
I'm gonna say it very succinctly. You ready? I said for the entire segment that they're taking away my vote. Now what they're trying to do is to pile on and not only say, well, you can't have your vote. We're going to make sure that everybody around you doesn't hear from President Trump. They don't see the fight. We will win. We will brainwash everyone. So thereby canceling my freaking vote by having exclusive rights over the media. You're going to silence President Trump, and you're going to basically slow cook like a boiling frog everyone into accepting the St. Elmo's fire. St. Elmo, the Knight of Malta, Ron DeSantis, which George Bush so far up his the Bush is so far up his keister. They want you to accept what they have to offer. So not only is my voice being taken away, my vote being taken away, my constitutional rights being deprived, but they're also going to brainwash everyone else through silencing President Trump, taking over the media, and mentioning crime, 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 crime. That's a double whammy on my vote. It's a deprivation of rights. You know what? This isn't about President Trump, folks. They will get away with whatever we let them get away with. And I hereby tell you, we can do this peacefully. Anybody says I can't speak out like this, anyone that's threatened by my words, this is the hill I'm going to fight on. I will not back down. I will speak out peacefully. The representation of that spirit is the candle that the Romanians in tens of millions stood. Some of them died because the communists threatened to shoot them, but they refused to back down. I want to ask each and every one of you, I've lit the first candle here. Join me in the spirit. Light a candle, stand in peace, never back down, and let's get out in the streets.
Yeah, I'm thinking about having a candle and just putting it on my desk every day now. And maybe we just use that for you know, commentators and stuff, just as our symbol of peacefully trying to take this country back. And Pete, let me just throw one more thing out there, because I get this all the time. And believe me, I get it, folks. Okay, Pete, you mentioned this earlier. I'm as sick as Donald Trump is almost anybody else. I'm going to be perfectly honest with you, okay? I've dealt with political persecution for my support of Donald Trump. I've been arrested 3 times because of my support of Donald Trump. I've been completely censored on the internet because of my support for Donald Trump. And you know how many times Donald Trump and his people have reached out to me? 0 times. You know how many boxes full of autographed hats I've gotten to give out on the air? 0 times. You know how many invites I've gotten to Mar-a-Lago? 0 invites. I get nothing from Donald Trump. I've supported this man and paid the price for it and have gotten nothing in return. He's not going to come on air and do an interview with me, but you know what? I don't care. Donald Trump is not my daddy. I didn't do this to get favor in Donald Trump. No, everything Pete Santilli is right. What they're doing to Donald Trump, they're going to do to us next. And if I am willing to put it all on the line again for Donald Trump, even though I'm sick of him, that should show you how serious this is. So believe me, I get it, Pete, but I understand this is bigger than Donald Trump.
Oh, yeah. I'd rather have 150 million people right now lighting candles to stand up for your constitutional rights than rely upon one man, because that's too much for one man to carry. Plus, they can lock him up like they're trying to do right now. 150 million candles right now. Let's do it.
One thing the New York Times got wrong, amongst almost everything else they got wrong in their big hit piece that's been put all over every newspaper I've seen, and it's everywhere, including in the local Statesman, is that we're booming here, and that we've just rivers of money and rivers of gold and rivers of diamonds. None of that's true. It's kind of apropos that InfoWars is barely paying the bills, so they're wanting all this money that doesn't exist, but we don't want to be too good at that and have zero money. In fact, I'd like to have plenty of money to fight the appeals and move forward. There's been big rulings in Texas and federally, and almost every mainline analyst, including at the AP, says that their trials will be overturned. They have to be, or there's no First Amendment. People say, well, then why are you in bankruptcy? Because they had weaponized state judges start getting ready to sign orders to seize the infrastructure and close the building, and they said that that was their plan. And so we were out of money. It is a real bankruptcy. But listeners then thought, oh, my God, you are going under. And that almost created what they wanted. Massive support was withdrawn 6-8 months ago when the bankruptcies began. People really thought we were going to be closing. No, it's Chapter 11, Subchapter 5, which is a reorganization. So I want to just make that announcement to listeners again, that this is all in 100% good faith, to put my cards on the table and to try to come to some settlement issue with these people based on reality, to close that chapter and move on so InfoWars can be more effective at getting truth out than ever. But if they don't go along with that, then it's all in the law that we will move forward with a settlement trust so that any profits are put into a settlement trust in the future on the appeals that are 3 to 4 years, and almost every expert agrees they will lose. I don't want to talk about us personally anymore, but I get the questions all the time in text messages and on the street, and you know, the crew asks me all the time. Any other points you want to add on that, Barnes? We'll go to calls, start the next hour, get into all the other news.
Just that the key is the audience. The whole goal was to separate the audience. The same way that the Trump indictment is trying to separate Trump from his audience, from his base, from his supporters. The goal of the lawfare against Alex Jones at InfoWars was all about stopping the audience from having its voice heard through Alex Jones, through InfoWars, through sharing the links, through continuing to support it. That's what they explicitly said in the Connecticut press conference right after the Connecticut verdict. They made an explicit and express call. Please, InfoWars store supporters, stop supporting InfoWars. So if you want to continue to get back at protecting the First Amendment and continue to support independent populist information that was ahead of the curve on almost everything, whether it was global war, whether it was the pandemic, whether it was Epstein, whether it was any of these scandals, whether it was the Biden family, whether it was Biden's bad health. There was a reason people forget. That's why they kicked you off of Instagram. You exposed Biden's first one to expose Biden's serious health problems, which now are a constant meme and source of comedy. The best way to do that is to continue to support InfoWars at InfoWarsStore.com. And I speak from personal lived experience. I've been a supporter for the better part of a decade. I continue to, mostly because it's great products at a great price. But I love supporting something that keeps free populist information on the air out to the American people. This is a perspective you don't get anywhere else. If you want to keep it, if you want to keep the First Amendment, if you want to keep this voice on the air, continue to support InfoWarsStore.com. Find something you like that you need anyway at an affordable, accessible price and get back at the deep state, because this is still the best public tool against the deep state that exists. That's the reason why it was such a target for the last half decade. And there's nobody that does that better than the InfoWars audience. And they do it better by continuing to support InfoWars, keeping it on the air despite all the assaults and attacks, all the lies and all the libels, by going to InfoWarsStore.com and finding things they support.